The main problem what we Am Israel deal specifically in the last 10 years, more than any time before, is the issue of Ishmael. Yesterday in Parashat Lech Lecha, and this coming Parashat Vayera, we find about the life of Ishmael. I would like to take this opportunity to see how Chazal teach us and direct us to deal with this very complicated issue. And we will make this through a few questions what we will ask about Ishmael from the Psukim, what we read yesterday, and what we will read this coming Shabbos. Agar have very, very difficult times. She ran quickly to the desert, she ran away from Sarai. And the Torah tells us she is a very, very special woman. She only the woman in all the Tanakh, but she met 5 angels. We don't know any other woman in the Tanakh, but she met angel after angel, Vayomer la Malach Hashem, Vayomer la Malach Hashem. One of them says the first paragraph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, ויאמר לה מלאך השם, הנך ארה ויולדת בן, וקראת שמו ישמעאל, כי שמע השם אל עונייך. והוא יהיה פרא אדם, ידו בכל ויד כל בו, ועל פני כל אחד ישכון. My first question is, פשט הפסוקים. Woman stay in the desert. She completely confused. Thank God, there is God who saved the life of this woman. And one of the angels said to this woman, Be'ezrat Hashem, you know you're pregnant, you will have baby boy, but this baby boy probably, most of all his life, will stay in the jail. He will come Pere-Odom. Pere-Odom is a very, very powerful statement. Because in real Hebrew, we need to say Adam Pere, Adam Tov, Adam Sameach. If we say Pere Adam, it means his nature is Pere, sometimes it looks same as Adam. This is Pshat Apostle. How we can say this to a woman, what she is pregnant is baby. She is completely confused. Why do we need to say this? Why is it necessary to say it? If this will happen, she will find this in the life. It's enough to say, Kishama Hashem Eloniech, please don't forget this miracle what you have. Give him the name Ishmael, Kishama Hashem Eloniech, and he will grow in great nation, etc. Why one of the angels need to say, Ru ye pere Adam, yado bakol v'yad kol bo. This question is good if we say this. Why do we need to say this to anyone which is pregnant if we know this before? Kal v'chomer, if Malach Hashem says this. Why do we say this? Why is necessary? This is question number one. What I would like to ask through the Pshat of Sukkim. Moreover, this Malach say to Agav, Inach Ara, v'yolaget ben, v'karat shmo Ishmael. Why Ishmael? Supposed to say black and white, Ki Shama Hashem Eloniech. Don't forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to you when you pray for him. But don't forget this when. Few months from now, she is supposed to be, need to give him another name. Not Ishmael. What kind of name she need to give him? Shama El. Yes, she need to remember what happened few months ago. Not Ishmael, what relate to the future, Shamael, what relate to the past. This question we find in Chazal, in the second part of the Pirkei Rablezer. וקרא שמו ישמעאל. למה נקרא שמו ישמעאל? What do you mean למה נקרא? The Torah tells us black and white. The question is, why the name is ישמעאל and not what? Shamael? The answer is, שעתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא לשמוע בכל נעקת העם. הקדוש ברוך הוא listen when we will scream from the terror of the what Ishmael will do to us, ממה שעתידים לישמעאל לעשות בארץ ובאחרית הימים. לפיכך נקרא שמו ישמעאל, שנאמר, ישמע אל God will listen to who? To us, the Yahweh. If we find here something very, very special, Ishmael is only the nation. What in his name we can find how much power he will have against us. We don't find this against any reference in any other imperia, in any other nation who stay against us, except Ishmael. Ishmael is not only related to his name, what she need to give, it's also related to us. Because Boko will listen to us. This means, Chazal and Mike want to tell us, Ishmael has unbelievable power against us. Why Ishmael has more power from all the other nations before him? And now, Chazal continue and want to teach us a little bit the power of Ishmael in the end of the day. If Chazal says power of self, Rabbi Ishmael אומר 15 דברים עתידים לישמעאל לעשות בארץ באחרית הימים. What exactly Ishmael will do in the end of the day? Number one, if they do את הארץ בחבלים, it means they will measure ארץ ישראל and we divide ארץ ישראל into three sections, area A, area B, area C. What we know today, this is very clear. Number two, יעשו בית הקברות למרבט צום השבתות. They will fill the cemeteries with garbage. It's also clearly today, more than any time before, in our city, still today, in Bet HaKvarot Bechevron and other places. And Irbe HaSheker, I jump a little bit, Irbe HaSheker, Irchat Chok Yisrael, Irbu Avonot Yisrael, Ivnu Et Ha'arim HaCharevot, they will rebuild Eretz Yisrael, Yifanu Drachim, they will make clean all the highways, Ve'itu Ginot U'Pardesim, Yigderu, פרצות חומות בית המקדש. They will rebuild in בית המקדש ויבנו בניין בעיך. This is exactly what they do today. But they have one thing what I don't understand with this Chazal. Chazal give list of many things what is terribly what Ishmael will do since the end of the days. I don't understand what the problem is יבנו את הערים החרבות. They will rebuild ארץ ישראל. יפנו דרכים. They will clean all the highways. ויתו גילות ופרדסים. What the problem? This is exactly what they do in the last 30 years. I understand they will divide Eretz Yisrael to different levels, area A, B, A, C, they put garbage in the cemeteries, and they will rebuild Bet HaMikdash, etc. This I understand. What kind of problem is, יבנו את הערים החרבות, יפנו דרכים, ויתו גילות ופרדסים. What problem is this? I would like a little bit more to explain the power of Ishmael. Ishmael had 12 children. I understand to take all these 12 children and to put them in one posuk. It's really very not posuk. We need to divide it into a few psukim. But look what the Torah do. They take three names, and the Torah puts these three names in one posuk. For Paroga, Velet Odov Ne Ishmael Ben Avraham, Asher Yelda Agar Amitrit Shifcha Tzara Le'Avraham, ואלה שמות בני ישמעאל בשמותם ותולדותם, בכור ישמעאל, נוויות, קדר, אצלה, פסוק י"ד, אם יקן פוטליים, ומשמע ודומה ומסע. Three from the children get special class. First class, one special post, second post. Obviously, we need to understand why. אז חזל explain paragraphi, ומשמע ודומה ומסע, שאנו שומעים חרפתנו, ושתקים. We see exactly what they do. We sit quiet. נושאים עולם. We try to explain to all the nations, look what's going. And we show them black and white if they really recognize what exactly going. But what's the reaction of the other nations? ודומים. זה לא sit quiet. ועליהם אמרה תורה, אוי מי יחיה משמואל. אוי למי שיהיה במלכות ישמעאל. זה בור. Only, Chazal mentioned only about Ishmael. And we know clearly when we use this kind of word, only. And our question is, why Ishmael has so much power, more from all the other nations, enemies, would say against us? And one more question before we walk in. And we see, I believe, something creatively. Our Chazal explained us to deal with this complicated situation. Unbelievably. One more question is the last night of Yaakov in Eretz Israel, before he ran away from Esau. He sleeps and he had big dreams. והחלום בני סולם מצב ארצה, ראשו מגיע השמיימה, מלאכי אלוקים עולים ויורדים בו. חזר כמה נצאים, this dream, הקדוש ברוך הוא שואל עוד the future of עם ישראל in the world. And he showed the big imperiums, how the growing, and in the end, they will destroy and we continue to stay in this world. And חזר said this in paragraph 6, רב נחמן פתח, ואתה על קירה עבדי יעקב, מדבר ביעקב, בכתיב היה חלום בני סולם מצב ארצה. אמר רב שמואל בר נחמא, אין שרי אומות העולם. אמר רבי ברכיה ורבי חלבו ורבי שם בן יוחאי בשם רבי מאיר, מלמד שהרה הקדוש ברוך הוא ליעקב שרה של בבל עולה ויורד, של מדי עולה ויורד, של יוון עולה ויורד, של אדום עולה ויורד. אז זה יפר גואה, אין, את סבתיים זה תסרוד. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא ליעקב, הפתח עולה, נו, סטארט וקלם, באותה שעה מתיירה יעקב אבינו. ואמר שם אחז ושלום כשם של האלו ירידה אף לי. If this is the system, we're growing and become strong and late, we destroyed by any of this. אמר לו קדוש ברוך הוא, ואתה אל תירא. אם אתה עולה, אין לך ירידה עולה. It's not that explain, יעקב, don't believe it. It's not related for us, what happened later. Now, but what we see in this case, יעקב says the big dream who? אדום, יוון, אשור, but you don't see who? Ishmael? Why not Ishmael? Is the Maharal explained in paragraph 7 why not Ishmael? Malchut Ishmael lo yarash kocho mi Malchut Israel. The power of Ishmael not come because we sent the wrong way, because Bokh who sent them to us to bring us back to the right way. No. Malchut Ishmael lo yarash kocho mi Malchut Israel. Ki kocho ותוקפו נתן לו השם יתברך בפני עצמו, בשביל שהיה מזרע אברהם. He is the son of Abraham. זה קדוש ברוך הוא גיבל, power. והשם יתברך, אמרו לישמעאל שמעתי לך. והנה נתן השם יתברך כוח ותוקף לישמעאל בפני עצמו. All the other nation get the power because we stand the wrong way. קדוש ברוך הוא send them to bring us back to the right way. ישמעאל, anyway, have power. זה son of ישמעאל. He's son of Abraham. I don't understand. This is Ishmael. Kal v'chomer hu, Esav. Edom. He's grandson of Abraham and the son of Yitzhak. Esav hu Edom. He's why Yaakov is a big dream. When you see all the imperial go up and later destroy, you see also Edom. Esav the Edom. But you don't see who? Ishmael. What is the difference? Adelava. Esav Edom have more yichus from Ishmael. The father is Yitzchok and his grandfather is Avraham Avinu. This is the question, what we want to ask. And Be'ezrat Hashem, my boy said, we will see something, pilei. In this important sugya, is again, short and clear. Question number one, what I ask is, why the Malach Hashem say to Agar, the child, what he will have, he will come per-odom, yadob akol miyad kubo. This is nice to say to a woman which is completely confused, what's staying in the desert, but she doesn't know anything. This is not good to say any time, Kalachoner at this time. Question number two, Chazal bring us list, what Ishmael will do to us at the end of the day. Most of the list is really terrible thing. But in this list we find also, they will rebuild Ha'arim HaCharevot, Eretz Israel, different places, they will clean the highways, and they will plant trees. What problem is this? This is look, I don't know. The bills, the efforts to build Eretz Israel. What kind of problem we have with this? Third question, why Ishmael has very special power? More than what the other nation will say against us. Until Chazal come and say to us, Oy, mi yichye b'yamav? And if you will say this power of Ishmael has, because he is what? The son of Abraham. He has special yichus, he has special status. Why Edom Esav don't have exactly the same? He's also the son of Abraham. He grants them of Abraham and some people. To answer all these questions, for one other time, we will start in this way, and we walk step by step. We have Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin, 8 paragraph. The Mishnah tells us, Perek Daled, Lefichach Nivra Adam Yechidi. ללמדך שכל המאבד נפש אחת מישראל מעלה עליו כתוב כאילו איבד עולם הרי. וכל המקיים נפש אחת מישראל מעלה עליו כתוב כאילו קיים עולם הרי. זה איזו משנה, איזה כאילו, עוד משנה תלת. למה לי? מרדת. תראה לך את השם. איזו סיבות הוא יושא באותן ישראל? It's not enough to explain the verb of symbolism. No question. And in Azrael, if somebody says like person, everything what we say about this person are great is not enough to explain what exactly it is. No question. But how we explain כל המאבד נפש אחת כאילו איבד עולם הרי? How many of you say it every day? In a special section. How many people die yesterday night? What we do? We continue. בדיל ביעבר. איבד עולם הרי? העולם continue. Before and after. If somebody saved life of people, it's great, unbelievable. But כאילו הציל עולם מלא. Before he made this and after, we have exactly the same, the routine what we have every day. What does it mean, he bad, he lose all the world, or he saved all the world? What the Mishnah was teaching? The explanation is very clear. When I could just create Adam, he created him by himself, and said to him, look, Adam, I create everything for you. Keep this. This is the right way. You have potential to build more and more in this world. I make for you a big favor. I give you tremendous help. Partner, your wife. And because God will say to the wife exactly the same. You by yourself. Allow to build with your potential what you have all this world. Or has the chayot of this world. Both of you can hold. Islam. Somebody, terrible person, he kills somebody else. This person will die and tremendous potential to, by himself, to build all this world in the right way, or has the chariah in the wrong way. When this person now die, because somebody killed him, it means all his potential start. It is very interesting. How is the Torah? What kind of name the Torah give to this person? In Hebrew, Mirzach. נהרג, yes, מת. This what we said, נרצח, נהרג, מת. זה תורה גיבן עד הנאים. ועוד מהם זה תורה גיבן, הוא שם מפה וגפניים, כי ימצא חלל באדמה, אשר השם אלוקיך נותן לך לרשתה, נופל בשדה ולא נודע מעיקר. חלל! What? Explanation, this world, אבן יבוא חלל, חלל מי? Empty place. Because this person has a tremendous potential. What he can bring to this world something, who knows when, but he has it. And now somebody kill him, this person will die and special name, not only Mirzach Nehrad, also what? Halal. We have rotten. We have empty space. This is Halal. This, when we talk about Ben Adam Kadro, exactly saying Ben Adam Namakum. What does it mean? If I have the opportunity to bring the Kodesh Baruch Hu to my life a little bit more, and I don't bring him to my life a little bit more, or I say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, excuse me, come tomorrow, today I'm busy, and I put him behind the door, or I push him to the side for a few days, and later we'll talk again. This situation in Chazal has special help. What is the name? Chilul Hashem. Why Chilul Hashem? Because if I have a opportunity to bring Kodesh Baruch Hu more to this world, to my life, and what's going around me, and I don't do this, is Kilu, I kill Chas V'Chalila, some part from Kodesh Baruch Hu. From this reason we use same name, Chilul Hashem. One person know a lot about Chilul Hashem. And the person is Titus. When Titus walk into Beit HaMikdash, זה גמרא תלת, עם פרוגרף 10, עם מסכת גיטין. אז הפוסוק ואמר, אי אלי מוצאו חוסי בו, זה טיטוס הרשע, שחירת וגידף כלפי מעלה. מה עשה? What exactly טיטוס מי? תפס זונה בידו, נכנס לבית קודשי הקודשים, הציע ספר תורה, יופי ספר תורה, נצלו, ריפוד זונה ומי ספר תורה, עבר עליה עבירה, תלבי, הופכינו לשם, later he takes the knife, נטל סייף וגידר את הפרוכת. עירית זה פרוכת. נעשה נס והיה דם מבצבץ ויוצא. blood come out, כסבו ברב את עצמו. לפי נגיד לא באות, זו הקדוש ברוך הוא. This is unbelievable, חילול השם. מורת בלי חילול השם, עם קודש הקודשים. We said to say, I'm not just losing blood, come from the parobe, he still give no count. כמה קודש ברוך הוא said to him, Titus, I have something to tell you, you never cannot make חילול השם. חילול השם can make only people who have an obligation of קידוש השם. You, Mr. Titus, don't have this. Before you walk into Kodesh HaKodeshim, years ago I leave this place. How Chazal say about what Titus make? Kemach, tachuz, tachanda. He take flour and he try to toichen the flour again. We have the obligation of Kiddush Hashem. You don't have this. And this was the post success in Parag 11. לא תחללו את שם קודשי ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל, אני השם מקדשכם. המוציא אתכם מארץ מצרים להיות לכם אלוהים אני השם. המוציא אתכם מארץ מצרים על תנאי הוצאתי אתכם. כשבוך הוא גיבה ספרידם, פורם ליזם, על תנאי שתמסרו עצמכם לקדש את שמי להיות לכם אלוהים. This concept of קידוש השם, of מסירות נפש, in life, and also יערב ואל יעבור, of פרי עבירות עבודת רק גילה ועוד שכות דברים, בנוח דוד אלו. We have this idea. If you understand Titus, you cannot make Kiddush. Only people who have obligation of Kiddush. The source, the key, what brings us to level, what we can in Kaddishem Shamayim, every day in our life, start with Brit between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. And when we look at the Pesukim in the Torah about this Brit, we find something very, very interesting. In paragraph 13, the Torah tells us what we read yesterday, ויהי אברהם בן 90 שנה ותשע שנים, וירא השם אל אברהם, ויאמר אליו, אני אל שדי, תהלך לפני ואהיה תמיד. ואתנה, כן פותלן, בריתי ביני וביניך. What brit? Because we don't say to him, what brit? You only say, ואתנה בריתי ביני וביניך, and immediately he gave a bonus. והרבה אותך ללמוד מאוד. ויפול אברהם על פניו, וידבר איתו אלוהים לאמור, אני הנה עזר להם בריתי איתך. And again, don't say to him what kind of brit, but give him other bonus. והיית לאב המון גויים. לא יקרא עוד את שמך אברהם, והיה שמך אברהם, כי אב המון גויים נתתיך. והפרדתי אותך ללמוד מאוד, ונתתיך לגויים, ומנחם ממך יצאו, והקים אותי, again, עזר להם את בריתי, ביני ובינך ובין זרעך, אחריך לדורותם, לברית עולם. You see, four times the Bible says brit, but he don't say to him what kind of brit. And what he give him as his bonus. ונתתי לך ולזרעך אחריך, את ארץ מגוריך, את כל ארץ כנען לאחוזת עולם, והייתי להם לאלוהים. אז אומר אלוהים אל אברהם, ואתה את בריתי, סיפתא, תשמור, אתה וזרעך אחריך לדורותם. If I say to Abraham, I will say to the Shmur, who loves the respect, it's clear, in Briti, in Briti, tell me what kind of Brit. After this, tell me about the bonus, what you will give me, I will give this Brit. Five times, they don't say Brit, 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 and they don't say what kind of Brit. Only now, let's pass to, Zod Briti, Asher, Tishmur, Ubini, Ubinechem, Ubin Zachar, Recha, Imo Lachem, Kol Zachar. Why does the Shmur wait so much? You know why? Because the Shmur wants to say to Abraham, Ubinu, Brit, is not as a mitzvah what I give you. Brit is very, very special mitzvah. Why? Because this mitzvah has unbelievable power to relate to all the other mitzvot. And it's what we have, Tariyad 6, 13. If Brit Milah is one of them, I'm an elect. 6, 12. Brit is Tafresh, Yivret. 6, 12. Brit is mean special mitzvah what gives to the person what feels this mitzvah the potential to touch, to relate to all the rest of the mitzvahs, to all the other mitzvahs. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu say to him five times, Brit, Brit, and this bonus, another bonus, another bonus. You understand about what we talk. We talk about something so special. This is the key to all of that mitzvah. This is Brit Amina. And because this, you will be the Kabel Eretz Israel.
What the Pasuk say? Et kol eretz kanaan. El Chazal says this, Pasuk 14, mikan shelo yarshu Yisrael et eretz kanaan mevoteihem, ela bizchut hamila. The key to walking to eretz Yisrael, brit hamila, we go out from Egypt. Few days before we go out from Egypt, this is the right time to make brit hamila. Vayvorayich, vayech, vosotot v'damayich, v'omarach, v'damayich chayim, gaf pesach, dam mila. This is the time. Because if we want to come nation, this is the key. Somebody converts, he needs to make brit milah. Why? Because this mitzvah is not other mitzvah. This gives us the potential to touch all the other mitzvah. And this reason is very interesting. Chazal tells us what you know, Abraham Avinu keep all the mitzvah before Kodesh Baruch Hu recommended. This why he don't make brit milah early. Because if Abraham Avinu will make brit milah early, he will make mitzvah milah. But he will don't have what? Brit milah. It's completely different if it's mitzvah milah. Or this is what? Brit Milah. This, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say to Abraham. And this point, Father, that we start now, Ishmael walked to the picture. And he comes to visit his father after 77 years, so we don't see him. And he walked to the house, and he meets his father, and he took. And he starts to talk. And he starts saying, you know, Abraham is very old. And when the day will come, when Abraham will move to other place, I will take all the grace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Abraham. Ishmael said to him, why only you? You can't share together. Ishmael, Yitzhak said, what do you mean why? Because I have Brit Milah. Brit Milah, this is the key to have all the blessing. Excuse me, my brother, say again, what do you have? Brit Milah? Tell me, how old you and Abba Bakim Brit Milah? 8 days old. How old are you and Abba Bakim Brit Milah? 13 years old. My brother, who has more mitzvot? Nefesh of this mitzvah. You or me? Saksay, why? Saksay, you know what? If this is an issue, I don't have anything to tell you. But if a Kodesh Baruch Hu will tell me to give everything to him, I give everything. Achar ha-dvarim ha-ele, after this conversation, va-elokim nisa et Avraham. Akedat Yitzchak takes place. Achar ha-dvarim ha-ele, after this conversation, Avraham Amar Yitzchak come to show, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot, ask me to give everything I give. This is what Chazal tells us in paragraph 16. I said this be'al peh, you can read this later. What is me? What kind of conversation? Yitzchak don't know Ishmael made Brit Milah 13 years old. What kind of conversation is between Yitzchak and Ishmael? Listen very carefully. Yitzchak say to Ishmael, my brother, Brit Milah in our nation. Brit Milah by us, by me, by my future, is not only when the baby 8 days old. Brit Milah is to take out the Orla, to take something what covers the Milah. Orla, we find also in the lips. Moshe Rabbeinu Aral Tzfatayim. Orla, we find also in the ear. Arela Ozmechem Mishmo, that we complain, we don't listen. Not to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to each other. Orla is also in the heart. Arelei Lev. Orla, Brit Milah for us is Kivun B'chayim. Direction for the life is not end when the baby is 8 days old. This is the beginning, and what it to show, we know to take the Orla from the lips, from the ear, and from the heart. This is Brit Milah. Ishmael said to him, my brother, Brit Milah is not kivun b'chayim. Brit Milah is enough to get zchut be'eretz chayim. Brit Milah is enough. And this is a big argument between Yitzchak and Ishmael. And now listen, unbelievably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham Avinu, Yitzchak and Ishmael will grow, they will build great nation, and any of them. Arbe Oto Bimod Lo. He's telling Rabbi Yitzchak, why we need all this part? Ishmael stay in the desert, and almost Ishmael go back into heaven. He go to die. In the next moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved his life, and Yitzchak also, almost, going almost go to die, and in the next moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved his life. Excuse me, with all the respect, this looks like his movie. He goes to movie, something, person almost there. Yes, in the next moment, jump! Somebody saved his life. What is this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Abraham, you, son, Yitzchak, and the other son, Ishmael, we stay alive. No question, and there will be great nations. Why we call this far, you know? Because Ishmael and Yitzchak, they need two reborn again. They born in the house of Abraham. This is not only any child come to this world. But the place of Ishmael the real place of his life to grow and to have that power and to come great is well by Shema Elokim El Kol Anar, what we read in Shema Shabbat, Ba'asher Hu, Sham, Sham, he has his power. Sham is mother, father, and wife. Sham is Bani Jab. In this place, this is the real place, the nature place for him to grow. This is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu says. But Yitzchak, in other hand, his place is Babai, Baalek, and he reborn again in this temple in the Akedah. And Ishmael reborn again where? In the desert. And this, what Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you have tremendous power, you can go in unbelievably in this place. Now look what happened. In the moment when we, I'm saying, not understand, Brit Milah is meant to take the Olam from the lips, from the heart, and from the ear, between to each other, is a place change and come to desert. When the place change and come to desert, who walk in? Ishmael. Because any place, what is desert, or smelly, some desert, Ishmael walk in. When the Midrash destroys Tzinat Chinam, what it was saying, Tzion Sadeh Bicharesh. Tzion Sadeh Bicharesh is we come empty. Who walk in? Shoalim Yichubo. And they walk in and they build the mask in the place of the Akedah. Is when Chazal come and say to us, the Torah come and say to us, Behu yeh pere Adam, this angel don't want Chas v'chalila to make Agar more upset. You will have terrible child. No! This child that I promise you, Kishama Elohim Elohim, he will grow in. But he needs to grow in some place. Some place in the desert. Pere, this is the place of the desert. This is the place. What is this? This is nature to stay in this place. This is what he said. And she understands this very well. And she stays to him in the desert. And she finds to him why in the desert. And she says he starts to walk in this place. Rovei Kashas. And this, what Chazal come and say to us, this is Lemaitre, our main problem today. All the fight what we have in Ishmael today is not political fight, is not Baya Tzvai, not Baya Medini, is Baya Yehudit. The reason why they have so much power is because we sometimes forget our obligation in Eretz Yisrael is to show we take out the orla from the lips, from the heart, and from the ear between to each other. When we have this, Ishmael never cannot stay against us. This is the key. This is the point. And we sometimes forget about this, and every time we try to understand what the news say to us, and we believe this is the right reason. But I'll come and say, Rabbi says, the reason is completely different. You know, he needs to tell you something. Somebody asked me, why Beit HaMikdash destroyed? I said, I why Beit HaMikdash destroyed? Why Beit HaMikdash Rishon Avodah Zarah Milo HaShekhodani? I said, Beit HaMikdash Sinat Chinam. What do you mean, why? No, give me other reason. I said, what do you mean, other? Very, very, other God in the Meroi. After a few days, I said, you know what? I have the reason. You know why Beit HaMikdash destroyed? Because we don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go so far, we will destroy in house. We not believe. It's because we not believe it is to continue in our life. We have seen Achina, we have all that ideas of Chodani. If we will believe that the Shabbat who can make this, we never come to see Achina. We will stop ourselves in some place and say, I can. The point is between me to what people go around. All the kind of people. We one nation, we one soul. This what Chazal wants to teach us. Is now look. When Chazal come and say, they rebuild הערים החרבות בארץ ישראל, they rebuild the highways and the replacement trees. You know what the problem is this? How Ishmael can make this? He not relate to this place. He not relate, it means this place, the nature place is another place, in the desert. In this place he can succeed unbelievably, he can survive, he can stay years, generation, generation. What bring him to here? Don't bring him to here. Because Ishmael desert. When Ishmael desert, you walk in. And look what happened. He rebuilt, and he built, look nice. But in the meantime, what happened? You know exactly how
nature. He knows exactly what we do. He knows when, what bus we take, and what time is good to walk to the bus and to go out the bus. What time is good time to walk to the canyon? How is the best way to walk in? Because in the meantime, he learned all everything what we have, and later we find what exactly we do. This is what Chazal came to teach us. Chazal want to teach us the main issue is Ishmael, what we have today. You know, when I read the news every day, when I listen to the radio, and when you see what's going in Eretz Israel now, you know what I ask myself? I don't ask myself, no, by me. I ask myself, what does Kodesh Baruch Hu want for me? He talks to me. He speaks to me. And I can have a time say, in the beginning, Kodesh Baruch Hu talks to us, Sron Ebi'im, Ruach HaKodesh, Shoftim. When this order, he started to talk to us through the news. This is what he said. But the news that plus and minus, everything we have great news, midrash. But the other problem is, you don't understand this news. I can give, to give you two examples. What is midrash? What is midrash? You remember Ilan Ramon, Zichrono Livracha, almost 2 years ago, he blew up. 3 days before he blew up, he sent email. I have the email, I give it and I show it to you. Next time, yes, he sent email this picture. He said, every hour before the evening, the shadows go around all the world. When the cameras take a picture from Hari Yerushalayim, from the mountains of Yerushalayim, he sees letters from evil. And he really doesn't know to read this kind of letters. If it's words or only letters, and the letters of the mountains are showing is Yud, after this A, after this Vav, and after this word, A. And he said, how we read this? I'll show this picture to one of the ladies where they start to cry. We understand Yerushalayim Arim Saviv La, Ve'Hashem Saviv La, oh, you look at us. You watch us. Now we understand when you come to Yerushalayim, as well as say, my child, give me your hand. He walks with him. Because well, show I'm here. But what I need for you is only this. Show you know to take the roll up from the lips, from the heart, from the ear. Between you and everybody else. This is the key. And with this, we can win against Ishmael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to us, he gave us from time to time clips. Clips he gave us. Yes, I told you last week about Ground Zero. I said to you, what happened in Ground Zero last week? I don't remember.
No.
3 months after Ground Zero blew up, the Air Commission of the Police invited me to Ground Zero. These other 10 people, we walk in the first 15 minutes, we don't move out. We don't cannot talk. Our eyes move one side to another side. After this, he started to explain exactly what happened, what we're going to do. In the middle of the conversation, he took his hand to my shoulder and said, one of the people was also the coach of the Yankees, another group of people. I don't know why he bring me this very group, but he was very interesting. And he said to me, but I want to tell you, in front of anybody, if America will take F-16 to destroy the Twin Towers, the damage is not compared to what these terrorists make. We know this is clip from the big show, and we know only God can make this. At Khan, did that go? Almost Mila Bila. He understands this is clip. But in Israel, 6 months ago, in one of the events in New York, I met Colonel in the American Army, from the Marines, Alut Mishle. Really, this person. Somebody introduced me to him. And he said to me, I want to tell you my great Simchasera in my life was last year. I was in Iraq. 2 days before Simchasera, I said to my soldier, I would like the field or the know the Jew people to come to some place. Over 100 soldiers come. Marines. We walk into the palace of the Saddam Hussein. In the palace, America Army gave 20 religious for the need. He had Secretary of Defense and said to the soldiers, if you know Hebrew, say to me Hebrew. Not saying English. And we dance a little bit. 15 minutes. We move after this to other room, to the palace of Saddam. Big room, beautiful carpet. In the middle of the room, we have a chair from gold, 24 carats, over $10 million chair. And friends around the chair. And in this chair, in Arab, he wrote, this chair for our brothers, would never give up. Al-Quds, Jerusalem, from the great leader of Saddam Hussein. In this position, he has the key. He opened the gate. All the soldiers stay outside. He sits on this chair of the Secretary, and he says, if you know Hebrew, say Hebrew. If not, say English. Me, I have the action.
ומי יקום במקום קודשו? עשו שעבור שחרבים, עשו תמחי עולם ויבוא בן הכבוד, שמיזוז מדיבור שדיבור מלכבוד. איתו מי עוד וסוד של סטארט אוקראין. כמו מריא סוד של נבן, אבטים שם יאי צי, וסטארט אוקראין של מיצ'ים. אז בואו את זה עם הצ'ים להם, וסוי קליפה. What they do with the gold? Share $10 million, $10 million. What they do with the share? We step up there. My children see it and say, me are the gosh. I can do this exactly the same with the gold, kippah, and the kutz in our bodies. No problem. What I want to do is take out the aula from the lips, from the heart, from the ear. This is the key. This is the way out of anything. This kind of war, we soldier all over the world. In 6 days, we see what was Bohu make to us. In 6 days, we see unbelievable. But when we go in together, but it's not, and we try to find any wrong what somebody else make, nothing can happen. And we see today more than every time before, this is not normal war. This is completely something different. This is what the Chazal come and teach us. This, what we learned from this reason, only Ishmael had this kind of power, not Edom. Because Esav made decisions by himself. I feel I go to die, he say, my brother take my b'chora, and I sell this for him. Later he wake up and say, I'm sorry, I don't do this, you a liar, you steal from me. Too late. But he made this by himself. Lot and Abraham said the same. You go to the right, I go to the left. You go to the left, I go to the right. Only Ishmael, because you will say to Abraham, כל אשר תאמר אליך שרה, ישמע לקולה. He cannot say to Yitzchak. And from this way, but Ishmael has the power of Brit Mila. He has the power of the Mila. And because he has the power of the Mila, he made it, this will give him this kind of power. Moreover, Rabotai, one more minute. Power of 22. וקראת שמו ישמעאל. חזר say, we have 4 times the Tanakh וקראת. וקראת שמו ישמעאל, וקראת אתכם הרעה, וקראת שמו עמנואל, וקראת ישועה חומותייך. בעל הטור מסי על ידי קריאת ישמעאל, ותשמעאל את פאול, וזה ריבט. קראת לי רעה. אבל על ידי קריאת עמנואל, יפוי גריטו קדש בוח ומור תורה אולי, יפוי נלדם לחברו ספציפיקלי, אז וקראת ישועה חומותייך. This would חזר כאן את איצ'ס. And take this with us, is בזאת השם יזוח הסון, ואם הקרוב בנפלו, אנחנו קמנו בנתודן, ומפרצת, ימה, ומקדמה, צפונה בנגבה, ונדרכו בך כל משלחות האדמה ובזרחה. Thank you very much.
Good question for last week's year, because yes, but the Maradayan, why is that Marshmuth from Lifnei Iver and Lifnei Rishon? Why is that a Marshmuth from Lifnei Iver
and Lifnei Rishon? What is the difference between Maritime and Lifnei Iver? Oh, I agree. I have a share about